أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أهلكنا أشياعكم فهل من مدكر وكل شيء فعلوه في الزبر وكل صغير وكبير مستطر إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر صدق الله العظيم. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes the surah with three very important aspects. One is, throughout the surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke on five communities which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to which Allah had sent Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. They disbelieved and they had become arrogant and insolent, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. And hence Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكَنَا أَشْيَاعَكُمْ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Certainly we had destroyed the likes of you, your groupings. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Is there anyone that will take heed? You and I, when we read this Quran, and we will find from time to time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaking about these nations, Allah speaking about their power, their physical strength that Allah had given them. Allah speaks about the kind of mind that Allah had given them. In short, the various resources that were available to them. But they had refused to accept the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them as ashya'akum. Shia will mean your group, and your group is somebody that is part of you. So like you, O insan, O ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we had given you also very many different kinds of resources. You are also called to think about all this, to ponder about all this, that how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed you. Allah has made you from the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose nubuwat will continue till the day of Qiyamah. This is a very great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted. Allah will not destroy you altogether, totally, but however, you have this conscious, and you have together with that this entire Quran that is in front of you, the entire life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in front of you. How far have you fared with regards to adherence to the Quran, to the Sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Wa kullu shay'in fa'aluhu fi zubur. Everything they have done is in the scroll. It has been written down. And hence, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about our books of deeds, that whatever has been done has been noted, whatever good has been done has been noted, whatever ill or evil has been done has also been noted. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinforces this, that every small and every big, that is action or deed, مُسْتَطَر, has been inscribed. It has been written down. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again calls us to awaken our consciousness to the fact that whatever deeds, whatever actions, whatever amal, good or bad, that we are carrying out, all of it has been inscribed, all of it is being written, to the extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam addressed our mother, his beloved wife, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that you should not belittle, you should not overlook what is generally overlooked and regarded as little sins, because there are scribes that are scribing it down, there are scribes that are writing it down. So hence every big and every small deed that we carry out is all written down. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. The amazement, the surprise will come on the day of Qiyamah, when the books of deeds are given out And people will look at it and they will ask, what has happened that this kitab has not left out any small or any big action. It has brought and enumerated and enlisted each and every deed that we had carried out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes with the condition of the muttaqeen, those who have the quality of taqwa. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ. Certainly the muttaqeen will be in gardens and they will be in springs or in rivers. In other words, in delight, enjoying the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala further describes the condition, في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر, that they will be on seats of truth. In other words, true seats that will be عند مليك مقتدر, by the King of absolute power, and that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes their position to show their absolute honor in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That in this world, if a person is brought very close to the King, then obviously that person is honored. And here the King of all kings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who describes himself as Malikim Muqtadir, the King that has all the power. The kings of this world do not possess the power. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala possesses all the power. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will be by the seats of truthfulness, the seats of honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants, like we find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person who is just in this world, he was just in every aspect of his life, then he will sit on a minbar, on a pulpit that will be on the right hand side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that both sides of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the right hand side. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further describes these people, that they were just with their families or upon whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them walayat, Allah had granted them guardianship, then such are the people that will sit on these pulpits close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that we need to have this quality of taqwa, and then we will enjoy the honor and the bounties that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep in store for us in Jannah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all success. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.